Remix the Dead.
I'm Remix the Dead, I cover music and life, learn day and night, and I grow over my family so they can thrive. Welcome to the Remix the Dead podcast.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing today? This is Ryan Greenwood. I'm Remix the Dad. I hope you guys are having a great weekend. It is Sunday of Labor Day weekend, so I know most of y'all don't have to go to work tomorrow. So I posted something on Facebook earlier. It had to do with reaching out to people and letting them know that you are hurting, that you or feeling some kind of way about some kind of things. And honestly, I wanted to kind of bring that on here too. I know Anthony and I and also DJ and I have talked about it. Guys, seriously, and I'm talking to myself. I want you guys to know this. I am preaching at myself. And me preaching at myself also means I am just going to project it out to the world. And if you happen to hear it or you happen to catch something, cool. And I hope you take it and you use it and you run with it and you grow with it. Because, guys, we all deal with depression. We all deal with anxiety. We all deal with the everyday grind and somewhat kind of hatred of who we are or what life is, and we're not satisfied, okay? Let's be grateful, and I'm not trying to be like one of those positive gurus or anything like that. No, life sucks. Life sucks. There are some crappy situations. But with the right people around you, and if you're Christian, you go to church, God, Jesus, and the right gratitude and stuff set up in the equation, you're going to be okay. Yeah, you're still going to be upset. You're still going to be frustrated. You're still going to be irritated. You're still going to be this, this, and this. It's not going to be a happy, hunky-dory life. Yes, I wanted to kill myself. Just saying. Yes, I wanted to kill myself. I had everything going on for me. But look at Robin Williams. He had everything going for him. He had millions of dollars. He was funny. He had a great career. What the F, man? Something is there. Something is out there attacking people, especially men. Something is out there attacking men. And I'm not going to say, oh, it's the government or, oh, it's the feminist. No, it's deeper than that, yo. There's something affecting men to the point where we want to freaking shoot ourselves. We want to shoot 50 people, 100 people. We want to blow stuff up because we're upset or offended or hurt. Guys, people. We need to realize that there's an epidemic going on, and if we can't handle it or handle ourselves, then we're in trouble. Guys, seriously, reach out to somebody. If you're feeling like you want to hurt yourself, if you're feeling like you want to hurt somebody else, yeah, I want to punch some people every day. I want to punch somebody in the face. I tell my wife that all the time. And I'm supposed to, oh, Ryan, you're supposed to be Christian. Yes. I want to punch somebody in the face every day. I am trying to be like Christ, but I cannot be perfect in his image. Even though I am made in his image, I'm human and I want to punch somebody in the face. So what I do is I'm like, okay, well, that's not going to do me or them any good. Let me pray for them. I am truly grateful for them. And what can I learn from this situation? And then when I'm feeling sad and depressed and lonely and anxious and just suicidal, what can I learn from that? Not only what can I learn from that, who can I reach out to? Do I have one person? Do I have five people? Do I have 100 people? Do I have a whole Facebook page of people that I can reach out to? I just want to know what you guys think. I want to know what you guys think. For me, I have a God and a Jesus who loves me. I have a wife and a daughter who love and cherish me. I have friends, both who I've met in person and who I haven't met in person online, who I believe value me and value my opinion and value my heart. Because you guys stuck with me through some of the hard times. Some stuff you don't even know about. Check up on your strong friend. Because if you check up on your strong friend, it's going to be not only a blessing for them, it's going to be a blessing for you. And then also, if you're feeling some kind of way, please reach out to somebody. Please reach out to somebody. I don't care who it is. Do it once a week. Do it once a day. Do it once an hour. I don't care. Do what you have to do. We need to do what we have to do to make this world a better place. Because we are here and we deal with depression. We deal with anxiety. We deal with all this madness. And then we blame the media or the government or hip hop or whatever the newest BS trend is. Why don't we blame ourselves, take some responsibility and step up and love each other, love ourselves. Realize, hey, this life does suck, but I have a different point of view about it. I have a different heart about it. I can do better. I can at least tell Johnny so-and-so and Susie what the F. Hey, I love you. Those shoes look good. Hey, I'm going to show you a smile. We can do something. The smallest little thing has power. So give somebody a high five. Give somebody a smile. Give somebody, hey, those shoes look dope. Do something, please. Because I'm tired of turning on the news and hearing, oh, this male shot up, blah, 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 blah. Or, hey, this kid, he just committed suicide. Or, hey, this little kid, just committed suicide. Just did this, this, and this. Yes, go in, learn the self-defense and guns and all that. Learn all that stuff for your safety. But this is a totally different topic and totally different podcast. I'm pro-gun. So if you're offended by that, I love you. Definitely, please, look at your own heart. It starts with you. It's like that Michael Jackson song, Man in the Mirror. It starts with you. It starts with you. What's wrong with this country? It's you. What's wrong with this country? It's me. That's what it is. I stay silent for way too long. I observe stuff way too long. I don't stand up for what I believe in. I don't stand up just like some of my forefathers did. I love my brothers and sisters, no matter what color it is. This is my America. This is my America. This is my planet. And if more people took more ownership, just like Kobe and Michael Jordan did on the court, this world would be so much better. This is my America. So if you don't like it, leave. If you don't like how things are done and how I'm going to start to move stuff around, leave. Leave. If you don't want to be in my world, leave. Because I'm going to hold my family, I'm going to hold myself to a different standard. Rather than, oh, I'm going to get depressed, I'm going to let it get to me, and I'm going to go shoot up some more. No. Yes, I may get upset. I may get pissed off. I may go to the liquor store and get a little bit of alcohol. But I'm not going to go out and shoot somebody. Because I know who I am. I am a child of God. And He loves me. He loves me. Just the way I love you. I don't care what you have done, where you have been. But I love you. And God loves you. So get up. Go work out. Go do something productive. And let's make this world a better place. Because I don't want my daughter picking up our BS check that we're writing right now. Racism, sexism, whatever isms is BS. Let's make things right for our kids. All right? I love you guys. And yeah, I may sound harsh, I may sound like a jerk, but I've dealt with insecurities, I've dealt with anxiety, I've dealt with depression, I've tried suicide 5 times. So don't tell me that I don't freaking understand. Don't tell me I don't get it. Don't tell me life is hard. Because believe me! I know life is hard. I know life is hard. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to end it right there. I love you so much. Please contact me if you're feeling any kind of way about your life. I don't care if you're happy and joyful. I don't care if you're, it's 4 a.m. and you're drunk and you're pissed off at the world and you just want to end it. Please contact me or contact somebody. It's going to be okay. You're amazing. You're a child of God. You have overcome so much, whether you know it or not. You are a strong individual. So please, allow that to sink in. All right, guys. Well, I love you. Take care. I'm Remix the Dad. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.